I drive to town, which is about 4 miles out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother and I most of the time managed to unload those logs.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we hadn't got killed. Mm-hmm. But we didn't. And,
yeah.
We cleared new ground. That was part of your farming, was clearing up more land.
Mm-hmm.
And we would, of course, make the hay when hay time come. We'd gather the corn in when that time come.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually planted peas, mostly whippoorwill peas, and the corn for two or three reasons. One was to grow seed to sow for hay the next year.
Mm-hmm.
That was a primary reason.
Mm-hmm.
The next reason was to, we'd pick a few of those things and go and got too rough in the winter, we'd eat them.
Mm-hmm.
We generally grew crowders and
mm-hmm.
black eyes for eating, but occasionally my mama would switch off and cook us some whippoorwills.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty good. People
mm-hmm.
still eat a lot of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then another thing, the peas would put back into the land something that took away, see?
Mm-hmm.
The vines is
yeah.
good fertilizer,
uh-huh.
good land building.
Uh-huh. Well, was cotton bad for the land?
Cotton drained it pretty well.
Uh-huh.
They, right now, if they would plant cotton in this country and not use chemicals and fertilizers, they wouldn't grow much cotton.
Uh-huh.
It got to the point to where the land would just wear out as far as cotton was concerned.
Uh-huh.
But people wised up and began to rotate it. They'd plant it in hay, where they had cotton last year, perhaps, planted in hay, and then if they, the grass would follow the hay. And if they didn't need the grass for hay, then they would plow that under, see,
mm-hmm.
and rot, and that would restore the land.
Mm-hmm.
If they got to sort of diversifying the thing before mm-hmm. agriculture agencies come along and told them a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the routine on our farm.
Well, now, if you were talking about a field and a patch, would those be the same thing to you?
Mm-hmm. A field is a, well, you can refer to your field as your whole acreage. So you owned 80 acres. Well, back when I was a young fella, one family could cultivate 40 acres of land.
Yeah.
It'd take one good team
uh-huh.
and four or five people to chop the cotton
mm-hmm.
and pick the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
You'd put about 25 acres of that 40 in cotton. And the other 15 had to go to feed your stock,
mm-hmm.
your hogs
mm-hmm.
and your cows
mm-hmm.
and your horse, your
mm-hmm.
plowing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it 40 acres would make a full load for a family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you was a two-team farmer, or a two-crop
mm-hmm.
farmer, you had to have your hard hand or two or an extremely large family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. You're an extremely large family,
yeah.
right, to get it all done.
Where one man now could take four or five people and cultivate 2,000 or 3,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a good-sized family to cultivate 40 acres and do it right
mm-hmm.
and make a living off
mm-hmm.
of it. But they did.
One of the things I was really interested in there was you said that in those days that the stock just went at will. I mean, it wasn't...
Yeah, we didn't have stock laws.
Yeah, you didn't... Yeah, and I was
during
curious
the,
about that.
During the summer, of course, we would plow our stock. But during the spring, these heifers that were supposed to drop calves later on,
mm-hmm.
and the what we call the cows that had gone dry,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some bull yearlings
mm-hmm.
or steers
mm-hmm.
or extra, they just would run out into the woods,
mm-hmm.
graze wild, and we branded them, kind of like
dear.
They do out in, that did out west.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
My dad's brand was registered. It was a, it was what we'll call a, let me see if I can remember, the left ear had a